With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. With Black Friday still reigning as the biggest day of the year for in-store shopping, White House Sport correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Retailers have been pushing early holiday sales for weeks now, but the day after Thanksgiving remains an incredibly important day for department stores, shopping malls, and merchants. Many shoppers browse and buy online, but brick-and-mortar stores still enjoy a surge in foot traffic this holiday weekend as bargain hunters look for deals. This year, there are five fewer days between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Greg Clugston reporting.
BankRate.com senior analyst Ted Rossman says there are expectations for a slight growth this year.
The National Retail Federation, Deloitte, MasterCard, various sources place the expected holiday sales growth at somewhere around 2 or 3%. So kind of in line with inflation. Growing, but not exceptionally so.
Also at SRNnews.com, the head of Britain's foreign intelligence services, Vladimir Putin, is conducting a reckless sabotage campaign against Ukraine's allies that risks escalating the conflict. M16 Chief Richard Moore says for the sake of Western security, Russia must not win the war in Ukraine.
If Putin is allowed to succeed in reducing Ukraine to a vassal state, he will not stop there. Our security, British, French, European, and transatlantic, will be jeopardized. The cost of supporting Ukraine is well known, but the cost of not doing so would be infinitely higher.
Insurgents have breached Syria's second-largest city, Aleppo, and are battling government forces on the city's western edge. It marks the first time the city has been attacked by opposition forces since 2016, when they were ousted from Aleppo's eastern neighborhoods. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a war monitor, says the attackers blew up two car bombs in the city's western edge. This is SRN News. America's pastors are struggling with porn. With more, SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to research from the Barna Group, 18% of Protestant clergymen say they are currently struggling with the temptations of pornography. 49% say they struggled with it in the past, and 33% say it's never been a problem. Amongst younger pastors under the age of 45, 26% say they are currently fighting an attraction to porn. It would appear that the easy access provided by the Internet is afflicting clergymen as much as laymen. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Boise State has pulled out of the Mountain West Women's College Volleyball Tournament rather than play San Jose State, which has a male on the team. Boise State has released a statement saying the decision to not continue to play in the tournament was not an easy one. We should not have to forego this opportunity while waiting for a more thoughtful and better system that serves all athletes. Several Mountain West volleyball squads forfeited games to San Jose State this season in protest of the male player. This is SRN News. Libraries across America are helping people to get healthy.
It's more than just books. Libraries today offer fitness routines, cooking classes, even blood pressure monitors that can be checked out just like books. Libraries in Kansas City and Milwaukee are part of the American Heart Association's program, providing blood pressure stations or take-home kits. And nearly a dozen libraries in Central Texas receive training for various health efforts, including mental health and isolation. Jason Walker reporting.
Stocks close with solid gains as Wall Street put the finishing touches on one of the best months of the year. The S&P 500 rose 0.6%, while the Dow gained 188 points, or 0.4%. The NASDAQ added 0.8%. Friday was an abbreviated trading day with stocks closing at 1 and the bond market an hour later. You'll find more at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.